You're listening to the House of Pride Show with your host, Tweeka Turner. We are going into our second hour. This is the Top 5 Countdown. The Pride Top 5 Countdown coming in at number 5. The fabulous story of Pippi Lovestocking featuring her song, Missing Parts of Me. Available everywhere for downloads at your favorite distribution site. Here it is, Missing Parts of Me. No, girl, we won't. Pippi Lovestocking right here at House of Pride Radio. That's The Missing Parts of Me by Pippi Lovestocking. Coming at you, she's based in Palm Springs, California. You're listening to the House of Pride Show Top 5 Dance Countdown, the Pride Top 5. Coming in number 5, Missing Parts of Me by Pippi Lovestocking. Coming in at number 4. Great song featuring Jade Electra. We love her. Shout out to Jade. Let's call it love, let's folks. All right. I'm down. You better bring it, Jade. Coming in at number 4. Let's call it love. Jade, it's Tweeka Turner in San Francisco. How are you? I hear you. I don't want to keep you, but I'm playing your song live on the air right now. It's coming in at number 4 on our Top 5 Pride Countdown. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
What do you want to say to our listening audience about this collaboration you have out right now?
Well, it was almost a decade in the making. Because we could never get our schedules together.
Wow.
We actually wrote it last summer, and we got, you know, we got it signed to Viden Music, Matt Moss, and then he got Dirty Disco to do remixes, and I was like, oh my God.
I love Mark down in Houston. Shout out to Dirty Disco. Fabulous.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's a fierce groove, and your voice never sounded stronger. Amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
What were you thinking? Like, what is the passion, the driving wheel behind the track? Where did you draw inspiration?
I originally just wanted Simone on the track. I didn't want to be on the track. We wrote it together, and the idea was, I was thinking more like, you know, you see someone across the room. I think everyone now is doing everything on apps, but I miss the days of actually you met people in person. So the idea was this: someone watching someone across the bar and having that eye contact, and you know, yeah. it goes from there. So that's what I was thinking.
I love that message. It's so true, isn't it? Get your eyes off the app and experience real love.
Right. Everything you need to know about somebody, you can learn in the first 10 minutes if you meet them in person.
There you go. sorry for bombing you with a phone call live on air, but you know, that's the way Tweaker rolls sometimes.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you playing the track, and I hope your listeners are enjoying it.
I'm sure they are. And where can folks go if they want to learn more about you?
You can just Google me. I have tons of music videos on YouTube. I also have a Wikipedia page. Just Google me. I'm there.
Jade Electric, folks. And you're in Canada still? Is that right?
I'm in Toronto, yes.
I love it. Wow, thank you for your time. And, you know, come on back anytime you want. House of Pride, we're at a new location in San Francisco at Radio Valencia.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I hope to actually get to see you in person one day.
Come on down. Love you, honey. You take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to continue with the rest of Let's Call It Love. Yes. You're listening to the House of Pride show with your host, Tweeka Turner. That was Let's Call It Love, coming in at number 4. Simone Denny, featuring Electric. Jade Electra. Coming in at number 3, Where Is My Husband by Ray.
Is he far away? need you to tell me, baby.
Your husband is coming.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Did you hear the song in the background? Your husband's coming, honey.
I can't really hear you, though.
Hold on.
Can you hear me okay? Hold on. Let's see if I
hear you. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello, 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 hello. Roman, are you there? Well, we're going to try to get him back. That was Where Is My Husband by Ray coming in number three. The number two song is Roman, Harden My Heart. Check it out. We're going to try to get him. Hello, Roman.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. I can't hear you. I don't know why, but make sure.
Maybe you have to enable something. I could try calling you. Hold on. I'll call you back.
Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
You know what? If I put it next to my ear, I can hear you.
Great. We're playing Harden My Heart. Hold on, let me lower it. Coming in at number two this week is Harden My Heart by Roman, and the artist himself is with us live on House Pride Radio. Thank you for joining us on such short notice. How are you?
Oh, I love it. Anything for you, anything for House of Pride Radio.
We did the same thing to Jade Electra like 5 minutes ago. I'm just like bombing people with phone calls.
I
like
love
crazy.
It.
Only Tweaker would do that. So professional, folks. Well, your song has legs, girl.
I know. I am so thrilled with how much it's still going. I just got another shout out from another DJ across the pond who's been playing it, and everybody's just really enjoying it and having a great time with it. And you know, that's what we do it for, right?
Absolutely. Let's reiterate some of the folks who are hearing it for the first time. Who are our remixes on the project?
Well, we have the amazing Leo Frappier with House of Frappier, of course, who actually did the mix that I did in Palm Springs live, which was awesome for Pride. We have Mark DeLange of Dirty Disco. We have the incredible Dario Xavier all the way from Brazil. And then, of course, we have our super popular Young Buck, Brady Prince.
Buck. That's the mix we're playing right now.
Yeah.
It is a strong EP. You go get it anywhere you want on downloads, digital stores. It is available. And if you want a hard copy, I'll send you one. And a coffee cup.
Yeah, I was going to say, the coffee cups were a big hit.
Yeah.
Big hit.
Good Christmas present. Just contact me here. You can message me on Facebook or email me, and I'll send you one. Might cost a little bit, but we'll get it to you. Won't cost too much, though. Awesome. I have no idea. I haven't sent one. How much is it? I sent you one. Yeah, it's under $20.
Yeah.
Coffee cup and physical copy of the EP, which would be on a USB. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Where can folks
of
go
course.
To follow you, honey?
You can always do Roman the Voice at
did we lose you?
Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Roman's driving in a car, so he's his signal's cutting in and out. But
there are going to be lots of shows this summer for Prides all over the place. Seattle, San Diego, all over the place. So it's going to be really fun.
That's hot, honey.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you heard it here.
I love you.
Oh, I love you, too.
Yeah.
Love you more. You take care, and talk to you again soon. All right. We're going to go out
all
here.
Right.
Harden My Heart, number two on the Pride Top 5. Harden My Heart. It's the Brady Prince remix. listening to the House of Pride show with your host, Tweeka Turner. That's the number two track. The top five Pride Countdown, Harden My Heart by Roman. Coming in at number one, congratulations to Taylor Swift. Her dance remixes of Ophelia, The Fate of Ophelia, are just outstanding. Here it is now, the number one song this week on Pride Top 5. Yeah, the number one song is Taylor Swift, not only here in the Pride Top 5 Countdown, but across the world, the nation. Well, this is the dance version. We are doing dance club songs here, mostly. Well, now we are into the home stretch. About 25 more minutes to go, and I'm so happy that two of my favorite folks have walked into the studio. Bernadette Bowen, hello.
How you doing?
Hey, doing good. And Matt, how do you pronounce your last name, Matt?
Bohiska.
Bohiska. Bohiska. Sounds so sexy. At your service.
Depends on what services you're offering, sir.
Services rendered.
It's a metaphor.
Hey, guys, what are you up to today?
Oh, my God. I am just busy doing boring paperwork.
Oh. So
yeah, I know. It's glamorous. Real. I don't look like the paperwork type, but I'm a paper pusher.
What are you
pusher.
Working on, though?
Digital paper pusher.
Yeah, you got to get some business done. It's only Tuesday.
Yeah.
Working for the weekend.
That's right. Yeah. Can't wait. Is it Friday yet?
Not yet. There's local events going on. I just got an email about a fundraiser at Bow on Saturday.
Yay!
Yeah.
Actually, KJ Lala will be DJing on Saturday for Emperor Ashley Blow and Empress Africa America.
That sounds fun. Where is that?
That is at Bo on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's their monthly fundraiser for the Imperial Council of San Francisco. The whole court will be there. You should come on out.
All right.
Have a drink and throw some dollars at the girls.
Now, where is this?
Bo in the Castro. We like to call it Blow locally.
Of course you do.
But yeah.
I mean, that's an easy one.
Run by Joshua Jay, who does a great job putting together all the parties over there.
Oh my God, he's been there for a long time,
yeah.
Manager.
Yep, yeah. He's done a great job.
I think does he own it, a part owner or something?
He may have grown to be part owner now, yeah. Seems there's a like few it. Bars, I think, that are connected. I think it's Midnight Sun and Blow and maybe one other.
Yeah.
What's the bar next to 440?
440.
There's another club one that Juanita Moore used to. I'm blanking.
There's a bar next to 440.
Yeah,
Daddy's?
There is.
No, that is Daddy's.
No, where Juanita Moore used to.
Oh, the Q Bar.
Q Bar. Yeah, that's it. I think it's
was
a trifecta.
It was closed for a while because there was a fire. Now it's back.
Yeah.
I think
it was like pandemic, then a fire.
All sorts of fun stuff going on. Yeah, so stuff going on. Support the community. How are you doing, though?
I'm good. We have a new exhibit at Greenhouse Gallery in Soma. Bob Burnside, who is an 84-year-old sculptor, he went to RISD years ago as a young man and has a retrospective on display. And it's basically like architecture, sculpture, all of his pieces that he's done, either photographs or little mini versions of them. And then he did like a site-specific installation, and they're all hanging above. So, really cool. Come on by for a little viewing.
Yes. To get in, you have to contact you.
That's right.
That's through the
yeah. It's appointment-based. Just because we do multiple things now.
Yeah.
Can't just sit around and luxuriate in a gallery anymore.
Luxuriate.
Yeah.
Bernadette is a nudist, so she likes to be naked most of the time. So she just doesn't want people to cold walk in on her. So
that's right. Yeah. So give me a call 415-637-6870. Call or text for a good time.
Very dense.
And we can luxuriate
together.
Densely.
Luxuriate.
Together.
In a group setting. Matt likes this. Matt's perked up over here.
I love that word.
Him and his sushi. Sushi. Yes.
Sushi.
Say that three times.
Sushi.
Me and my sushi.
Salad. You have such a radio voice. Are you sure you don't want to come back here, Matt, and stuff?
I would love to, but my penurious state at the moment prevents me from pursuing that.
Well, did you say something about your penurious?
Yeah, my penurious state.
Penurious
state. My lack of funds.
It's on the shy side at the moment. Well, damn! I have 2 hours. You can take up some time. Come on by.
More. I don't think your music and 70s progressive rock and roll mix. I don't see the overlapping of those clouds.
Maybe we can share the time slot.
Yeah.
Segue into you. I don't. Who needs 2 hours?
I don't know, 2 hours seems to fly by really quick.
It can fly by, yeah.
And you pack a show.
Especially if you're luxuriating in the buff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I do pack a ship.
With others.
I do pack
shop,
a show.
Stop it. I'm getting scared over here.
I was like cold calling people on Facebook, and they're like answering, thinking I'm just saying hello, and they're like live on the air. That's the way I roll.
Yeah, I like that. Hi, just calling to check in. You're live on the air.
You're live on the Pride Show.
How's the Pride? Wow, love the show. It's been very successful since your comeback.
It's fun here. I like the locale. It's easy to get to, for sure.
It's pretty cute. I love this little studio.
It's cold in here. I need to get a heater.
It's cold AF. I need a heater.
Yeah.
It's actually warming up outside.
I know. My hands are cold.
In its peniorative state, or whatevs.
So, Matt, are you still in the Tenderloin? Are we neighbors still?
Oh, we are. I am in an SRO in the Tenderloin. I am very grateful for every little thing I have.
And for those of you who don't live in San Francisco, an SRO is?
Single room occupancy.
I didn't know we still had those.
Oh, yeah. It's a hotel, but not a hotel.
It has a shared bathroom.
You check in, you live there. You're not going to get a mint on the pillow. You're not going to have maid service. But you're going to get extremely cheap rent living in the heart of San Francisco.
Is it still cheap? I feel like even that's expensive.
Well, I moved in 23 years ago, and the rent hasn't gone up a dime.
Oh, my good Lord.
Yeah, so you're
paying like a couple $100 a month.
They call it golden handcuffs. You don't really have an ability to move elsewhere because it's just so damn good. And
that must mean you have $1 million in the bank.
No, actually, but I get by.
Otherwise, you would have his show here.
I get by on dog walking and gig work.
You know, but all the kids love that kind of life, you know? During the pandemic, everyone was van lifing, and it's the cool thing to do, and tiny homing, and, you know, I think efficiencies in that way to live is totally fine and cool.
I want to move into an SRO. I think if you move in, though, as a new person, tenant, it's expensive?
Or? It would actually be double what I pay
for
mine.
Forget that.
And mine is one of the, I wouldn't say nicer ones, but you do have a private bathroom, and that makes all the
difference. Oh, you have a private bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. That is a luxury.
Big bay windows, 12-foot ceilings.
I mean, I don't know why they don't do that anyway. Japan has all these, like, cool capsule living,
we need more of that.
San Francisco needs some, like, cool, I think SROs are a great idea, you know?
That's right. Unfortunately, the city has taken over a lot of the SROs and turned them into slums.
It's been bought out or something.
They just take over the lease.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the landlord gets paid and without any headaches.
Yeah.
That's why we have... That was part of the problem with the homelessness. It was growing because SROs were less available.
Mm-hmm. That's the flip side of compassion.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what Mary Lurie is doing. Unfortunately, since the incident at the hospital, the Zuckerberg Hospital.
Oh, that was horrible.
Terrible. Mm-hmm. You know, people are really in need of mental health support, and I am a big advocate of getting whatever you need, therapy. I mean, there's tons of places that offer low-cost therapy in San Francisco. So definitely, you know, check it out. Go see a therapist. Get medication. Get support. There's no shame in it. It's really important. It's part of, you know, taking care of your body is taking care of your mental health.
I think that person was beyond cognitive realization that he needed help. But,
they were, yeah. I mean,
there should be some kind of armature in place to, if there's like red flags, a procedure.
Yeah.
There was a deputy assigned specifically to him that day.
Well, that guy
evidently was inaccurate. Because there were red flags, because he was coming from one place to another place, and even before that, people were afraid of him. So the story goes, that's what I read about.
I did see that Mayor Lurie put something in place in terms of like restraints and things like that. But I mean, it's more than that. You need to like access their history immediately. You know, they need they have any sense of violence, they need to.
There's got
to
be a procedure. Watched. Yeah. Now, of course, it takes a murder, a tragedy to install more.
Supports, yeah.
Yeah,
or machine. Institutionalize the individual.
Yeah. Well, I know when you come in the main entrance of San Francisco General, there's a, screening, bomb scanner, but you get scanned.
Metal detector.
Metal detector.
Yeah.
It wasn't, though, at that building Yeah. Or Ward 96 is.
I mean, everybody, all those public places need to have metal detectors.
Absolutely.
For everybody's safety.
Lay down the bucks and just do it, because
for public workers, especially.
Somebody who was helping the community and everyone, you know, with his career, just to lose your life over it just because the red flags weren't acted upon, you know. They were there, according to the story, so I don't know. Now, if you go to Ward 96, you're going to be, you know, there's going to be metal detectors and a lot of eyes on you, as it should have been all along.
I have to say that I don't think people have become less compassionate. I just think that people are more, like, self-protective now because, you know, you don't know. It's like, we just got through COVID, you know, it's just like there's gun shootings and stuff. It's like people are just trying to like protect themselves. But, you know,
that's a good point. I think COVID, the coming out of the fog of COVID.
We're like still shell-shocked a little bit, you know?
Yeah, or complacent in some of the behavior because you're so used to seeing it, you know?
Yeah.
It's the random violence that really shocks people.
That was sort of random because you see a lot of people who are mentally not quite there, but usually in San Francisco it's harmless. There's not a lot of that.
Yeah.
But this was, you know, one of those events where,
you know, I hate to say it, but it's like the internet is really a dangerous place. You know, like for me, I'm a researcher, I'm a former educator. I think it's so important for like kids to have the tools that they need to be able to like look things up and have access to information. But there's so many ways that people can just go down these like dark spirals and get radicalized or not see the world as it really is or only in one vein. And I just think it's dangerous now. And yeah, but I do think that people are still compassionate. I just feel sorry for kids growing up today.
People just used to stew in their paranoid fantasies by themselves.
That's true.
And now they have find a whole community of people who share the exact same paranoid fantasies and goad them on.
Yeah. Yep. Well, on to happier topics.
Well, we solved that problem.
Yeah. How do we spread more love in the world?
More love.
Music and dancing.
More Taylor Swift.
Yes. T.S., that's the answer. Well, they say the highest enlightenment is love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Matt, have you been in love?
I love my kitty.
Oh, so you do.
And
you
I love it. Myself, and that has taken me a lifetime to accomplish. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Well, I have been one of those homeless drug addicts hearing voices. Not assaulting people, but I have been down into the darkest depths. And we are happy to report that we are back.
Climbing back up.
And
we are back.
Back.
It's been an adventure. It's been a wonderful adventure, and I love everybody and everything.
Yeah,
and I'm grateful to still be here.
We're glad you're here. Did you find your way out, or did you have help along the way?
Oh, yes. This city, I am very grateful to this city. They put me, they treated me for 6 weeks in San Francisco General free. When I went in there with an exploding heart, and then they put me up in a hotel for 5 months until I got on my feet. And then I was on my own, and that's all I needed. It's been 23 years.
Wow, that's a success story.
Yeah.
You need to let Mayor Lurie know about that story, because I think that more situations like that can really happen, and that success can happen.
The important thing is that after 5 months in that hotel, recovering on the respite floor in the Tenderloin, they told me I had to do it myself. They didn't say, here's your home free for the rest of your life. San Francisco is now housing people, 18,000 individuals, free for the rest of their lives. There's no incentives. There's no incentive structure. There are no milestones they have to accomplish. There's nothing they have to do. They certainly don't have to get sober. And it's free for the rest of their lives. And that is a perverse incentive structure. And that has not helped reduce homelessness. It has incentivized homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
People come here from around the world, from around the country. I don't care what they say. They do.
Yeah,
they come here
do.
From around the country to be a drug addict.
Yeah.
To enjoy the fruits of our compassion. And it went too far in one direction. Mary Lurie just signed legislation that said you are either going to accept a place in a treatment center or you're going to be arrested.
Mm.
And everybody's out of their minds. That is the thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It is the thing to do, because without a stick, the carrot is pointless, is
yeah.
worthless.
Yeah, that's very true.
A drug
true.
Addict needs to have the psychological routine forcefully interrupted.
Yes.
It needs to be forcefully interrupted. I luckily got very, very sick. But I was also afraid of getting 6 months in San Bruno.
Yeah.
At county jail. I'm not a jail-type person. I don't think I would have done well at all.
Yeah.
But and it terrified me. You know, but jail once upon a time did act as a deterrent. It doesn't seem to act as a deterrent anymore, because nobody's getting jailed anymore.
Yeah.
You just get a slap on the wrist and then they're let go.
Yeah.
So I think that Mayor Lurie I think he's doing a good job. He has a lot of enthusiasm, and he's making some tough calls.
He definitely is. I mean, even with the RVs and things like that, like, mm-hmm, you know, it's fine to have that, but you've got to, like, keep moving. You can't just, like, park and live for the next 30 years.
True. At the same time, you feel for folks who have jobs and they just, you know, you could work 40 hours and still not make enough to
get by.
Provide shelter for yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's so scary, yeah.
The only way, like, I can manage is because I have a roommate.
Yep.
John, and, you know, to get together, we could scrap by.
Yep.
And rent control helps too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's
which
all
I
they
hope
have.
They don't get rid of that, because
can
people
you imagine?
Really need that.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, now, why don't we just throw another stone at the, you know, the working folks, working class, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ, attack on the working class this term with politics and everything. Just, I don't understand the logic.
Thank God for rent control.
Thank God for that.
Thank God for Medi-Cal.
Do you know Z Space and the Mission?
I've heard of it.
Yes.
They have these, like, rent control art apartments there, and I met this older guy who's had an apartment there for, like, 40 years, and he kept just, like, renting more and more because they were so cheap that he, like, has this, like, huge conglomerate. And I'm like, that's not what it's about. Like, all these kids need, like, you know.
People are just going to take advantage of any opportunity, even like the homeless. You know,
and he said him and his wife built a house, like, out in the country, and they live there mostly. And I was just
my God. Yeah.
Wow.
That's so funny.
Wow. You know, there's always going to be that. There's always going to be people who would take advantage of it. But, you know, there still needs to be, I think, every building that's built has to have low income or some sort of, you know, rent control.
They're supposed to be a percentage of that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it actually, the actual price
there
is affordable.
But the demand way out, you know.
So what are we going to do with folks? Yes, there's a two-way street with the RVs, right? No, you can't clog up residential neighborhoods with, like, you know, 200 RVs, but where are these people going to go?
I know.
Like, what would you do?
Well, I saw this one guy living in the Mission in this, like, vintage car, but it was, like, all taped up. Like, the windows were all busted and everything, and it was piled high with junk. And I remember that they made a law that was, like, all these old cars, you can, like, turn them in for cash and get some money and get the hell out. And I remember he was one of them. But, you know, I mean, I think it's okay for, like, little camper cars and things like that, because everybody has a different way of life.
Yeah.
People can also move to less expensive cities.
I tell people that all the time, and it's so interesting that, like, you know, I've talked to people in the projects, and they're like, if you grow up in the projects, you just are so used to it, you live in the projects. You don't know where else to go, you know?
When you grow up in the projects, that's all Section 8.
Yeah.
And multiple generations of people on Section 8 is not good either.
That's
if your child is on, grew up on Section 8 and then gets Section 8 themselves, the system has failed.
Yes, exactly. I agree.
Yeah.
One thing that also bugs me, too, is loitering. There's so much loitering on 5th and 6th Street and Mission and 16th. I'm just like, I don't know why we don't have a no loitering, like, law or no loitering zones. Like, people are out, like, they're tailgating every day. And it's just like,
yeah,
no.
It's like open air drugs. I mean, there are laws.
Yeah, laws, yeah.
But, you know, where does it fall on the priority list for?
But they're not, like, busting people for that.
No. I don't see it.
20 years ago, they would have. between laws and policies, the entire framework of enforcement has shifted.
Yeah.
I know. I was one of them. The last thing you ever wanted to do was draw the attention of a cop.
I mean, I think if we had like a legitimate red light district, like where, in
Bubbles.
The TL, because like in Amsterdam, they're trying to get rid of the red light districts. They're trying to like move them way out to the country where they can have their own building and all these floors, which I think is totally weird. Sorry, Bubbles is like
a dog.
But yes, Bubbles. We love Bubbles.
Bubbles. Let me go get Bubbles.
Go get Bubbles. We got to wrap things up, though. We're going to go out with an upbeat song. Jeez, this is like generally not the topic of House of Pride Radio.
I know, but it's actually the real conversation I've ever had on House of Pride.
We solved a lot of problems here today.
No, yeah. And let's reiterate.
I'm sure City Hall has listened carefully.
Yes. Yes, the mayor is listening. We just did the lighting of the menorah last night. I provided the sound over at Jane Walton Square in the Castro, and the mayor was there. So, yeah, mayor's on my mind two days in a row.
God bless the Jews.
Let's go out with Sylvester. Is that okay with you, Bernadette?
Yeah.
Matt, come on by anytime. Nice to see you.
Sylvester.
Yes.
Sylvester.
Matt, what's your phone number in case people want to stalk you?
415 anytime.
Yes. For a good time call, Matt. All right, folks. Another episode of House of Pride in the Can, episode 5. Thank you for joining us. We're going to go out with Sylvester because you make me feel mighty real.